following podcast contains adult language, explicit, and original content. This is definitely not safe for work.
All content within the podcast is only the opinion of Bad Flicks and nobody's else.
It is meant for mature audiences only.
Bam! Get some!
His voice is super sexy, actually, though, so it's not that I don't agree.
We'll get some chicken enchiladas, maybe I can catch a bug. I don't know. Great twist in that movie, left and right. And I'm sure Adam has seen it. Well, no, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going out on a limb right there.
My heterosexual life partner right there you're talking to.
Well, do what you do.
His header bro.
Time travel!
Back to another exciting episode of Bad Flicks. Yeah.
That was the crowd in the studio going crazy because we're
Garrett.
So cool. I'm John.
I'm Josh, and I'm probably the only one here with a level head on my shoulder.
That is bullshit.
Hey, we're trying to be entertaining, like a morning.
Then that's when you go you
radio
do
show.
You do something and you're like, are you not entertained?
If you want to see how fast you can remove this level head, just keep touching him.
The head
I,
looks real.
Brick. No, yeah. I've got.
Come over to your house and I'm burning it, dude.
I'm burning it, dude.
That's the stuff.
This is nightmare.
Reminds me of Ghoul.
But you notice no Adam.
What is it?
Hosterson?
No.
Hosterreich?
God, I fucking forgot the name. I said it 100 times. Oh, it's Hostutler. Of the Berlin Hostutlers.
Yeah, Herr Hostutler, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very good, yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of the Bad Flicks.
Speaking of bad accents.
How's the Hausfrau, yeah?
We had to watch.
My housewoman?
Yeah.
Everyone has one of those, right?
Oh, I have one. Oh, Lenny, actually, yes.
You are
no,
German.
She's good.
You are German.
She's good.
German has Hausfrau.
yeah, that shitty fucking movie. Who picked that movie? Because I want to burn him at the... Oh.
I did. That was me.
Can't do that to a fellow podcaster. I suppose we'll just have to let this one slide.
What did you guys have to watch?
The Room.
Oh, you mean that great, great movie by Tommy Wiseau?
Tommy Wiseau, the
directing
genius.
Never seen? You don't know the pain.
I can make fun of it all I want.
Yes, yeah. You can. But you don't know the pain.
So if you haven't seen
I've been spared the pain.
Don't watch it. Watch the riff tracks.
That's probably a better idea.
Way
it's
better.
It's probably a better idea, but you should watch the original to understand the pain we went through.
That too.
Why? Why? We can empathize with you just fine. Just fine.
Josh is the smartest at X-Men, James.
For sure.
So what is your question?
Oh yeah, and it's X. Is it X-Man? Because I don't know a lot about X-Man. That's he's actually a character
in
X-Men.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be DC.
No, that'd be funny though, right?
That's the kind of shit that they do though.
All with Captain Marvel all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
But while he asked the question, why don't you guys go ahead and
ask us your question?
It was terrible.
It was
fucking terrible. So within the first 20 minutes, you think it's a softcore porn.
No, first 30 minutes.
Because the acting is really bad, really bad, and there's like a couple of sex scenes.
Three.
He also counted.
It's not hard. One really long, overly drawn-out sex scene to start the movie that has nothing to do with anything. Maybe show their love for each other, I suppose.
And next Tommy one, Wiseau's he
fucks,
ass.
Then he fucks... She fucks his boyfriend, best friend, boyfriend, whatever.
Best friend.
And then,
all
God,
of the above.
Both. Yeah. And then she fucks Tommy again, and then it's a whole long, drawn-out movie of nothing. Fucking nothing.
Well, he kills himself in the end. I mean, that doesn't happen.
And bad acting, his voice.
Lisa.
Why you do this to me?
Everyone's wearing oversized suits.
You're tearing me apart! That is like exactly how he sounds when he yells. It's fucking terrible.
I've only seen clips from the riff tracks.
Yeah. It's,
His voice.
Someone goes, he goes, you're tearing me apart. And the guys on Rip Track go, good.
Yeah, seriously.
Rip him to shreds.
Yeah.
The movie
and then
is
the
just
movie.
Terrible. It's a really, really bad movie. I picked a perfect movie for the...
the title?
For the...
For the genre.
Genre, that's
no,
the genre.
Bad Flicks.
Yeah, I know, we have to...
This should be a weekly occurrence. You guys have been miserable every week.
It has been,
whatever, man. Basketball's good.
I mean, not basketball, but... We've had a slew of bad movies. Like,
you guys have gotten bad movies.
What was that one action movie that we had to watch that was a piece of shit?
It wasn't Kung Fury.
No. That was a good one that was supposed to be a bad one. That was kind of nice.
Action movie.
The 80s action
movie. It was like two before that.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, top. No.
Top Fun.
It's, fuck.
Top Fury.
Hard Target?
Hard Target, that's the one.
That was a good movie.
It's a John Woo film.
Hey, man, that is classic 90s action to a T. Even with the snake catching and everything.
So
like,
what do you guys rate The Room?
Two.
Ooh, one. No, what am I doing? Zero. Fucking zero. Nobody should ever have to watch it.
Give it a
it shouldn't have been created. You guys, Tommy Wiseau should kill himself in real life.
You guys said you had a lot of fun watching it together.
We did.
How's that for, like that, hey guys, let's have a party and we're going to get real drunk. We're going to watch The Room.
That would be fun. We were putting zingers out the whole movie, man.
There's so much space.
Doing that live burn.
And there's also, like, there's drinking games attached to the movie.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know about a drinking game.
It's a bad movie, though. It's really bad. If you're looking for a really bad movie, that's the one.
So you gave it a two, you gave it a zero?
Yes. And I stand by my zero.
Isn't it a one? Yeah.
How much does Wolverine weigh?
And if they coat a child's bones in metal, how then do the bones continue to grow? AKA 11-year-old girl is 4 foot nothing will stay
She's
super small.
Shorter than that.
Superhuman? Does adamantium stretch?
I don't know the answer to that question. I know that Wolverine weighs a shitload, though. He's got to be pushing like 450.
Damn.
And so the guy, like Hugh Jackman, weighs like 170.
Yeah.
You know?
That's at his fighting weight.
The answer to your other question is, I don't know. I don't know how that works. That is far too comic booky for me. I know it happens, because I know X-23 grows up to be like in her early 20s.
Are all of her bones coated in adamantium as well?
Mm-hmm. Probably, but I've never seen an X-ray of her. I just know that she has two claws in her hands and one in each foot.
Yeah. I thought she had three. No, that's Dakin.
Nope. Dakin has one in his wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is lame.
Which is so fucking stupid. Look, I made a claw. When are you going to play that fucking game?
Yeah.
Fucking weak-ass character. Sorry, I hope if Chad's listening, he forgives me, but I fucking hate Dakin. He's such a stupid character.
Dakin was terrible.
Dakin the twat.
Is terrible.
He's dead.
Good.
Good. I killed him. Just like so, The Room is to me.
Yeah, The Room's dead to you, so yeah. It gets a whole stinking one. right on. Well, there is no genre tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
No, we're going to see Kong. Kong's the genre.
Skull Island.
Hey, that reminds me.
If you're in the area and you can manage to get a ticket on a Tuesday, you're welcome to join us.
There's two tickets there.
One is for John.
One is for John.
He's going to leave me at home. I was going to say you should have gave them to me because now I'm not coming.
But yeah, I wanted to make sure we got actual tickets on. I have mine too. It's in my wallet.
Sweet.
And Adam's going to be joining us.
Write down the numbers at the bottom that start with TK and then you can steal them by saying you lost them.
Can you really?
I have no idea, but I bet you I could call and complain enough to get tickets.
That's probably
if I had
true.
The numbers.
If you had some numbers that fit something.
We never get to see movies together because I usually go on Thursdays.
Because he's a bitch and he will never wait till a Friday for some reason.
Never.
That's fine.
You just got stuff going on Friday. Like Garrett and I got something going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
So there.
Caress.
But yeah, we're going to go see Kong next Tuesday, and it promises to be a great, great
day. Don't you shake your head at me, producer Adam. Don't you do it. I saw that judging face.
Breaking all the finger knuckles.
Jerking it.
Did you just assume that I have bones?
John, you've been on Tumblr too long, man.
Did you just assume?
But since there is no genre this week, can I tell you just a little bit about Logan? Nothing
yeah, you
spoilery.
Yeah, he's part of the X-Men. His bones are coated in adamantium. He has three claws coming out of either hand. In between the knuckles, which is the coolest and only way to have it done.
No, it's not.
He's got sweet hairdo, which I would never mimic because I would look like a fool. And he's a little grunty. Well, what do you think?
You did good.
All right.
You did good, kid.
Now you can tell us about your Logan stuff.
It's the best X-Men movie ever made, and it has only three X-Men in it.
So hard to do.
It has three. It is not hard to do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's the best X-Men movie ever, it's like they made a decent one.
No,
but this is
an
amazing
one.
Yeah, so.
The
which
only thing,
excites me. I'm literally not
the
hard
R in it is like a flip side of Deadpool. Deadpool's R rating is about, you know, boisterousness, obnoxiousness, and, you know.
Do you think in the next Deadpool movie he'll lay the bodies out and say send nudes?
Yeah, right? Whereas Logan is a hard R because it's like one of those movies you might consider for an Oscar sometime. Like, if the Academy could get over that it's a comic book movie,
yeah,
it would be, like, up there.
It's going to take them a few more years, man.
Right.
If anything. If they ever do.
Yeah. But it's well worth a watch. I'm probably going to see it again. And made me tear up at the end. That's how fucking good it was.
I hope I cry. And then I'll know I feel things.
The the little girl in it, the girl that plays Laura or X-23, it's her first movie, so her credit has an introduction at it. And introducing, it's like they did for Kill Bill 2 with the daughter.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
No, Audrey Hepburn or whatever.
No. Audrey Hepburn. Good pull, though.
Anyways.
Who's the little girl that was like the big singing little girl in like
Annie?
No, she played Annie.
Did
like,
she?
In the 50s. Shirley Temple.
Oh, okay.
Introducing Shirley Temple.
So it
Temple
was Annie.
Would have been a good
I was right.
One. Yeah.
She's like the quintessential Annie.
Yeah, that's her. James says he's gone twice. Good on you, man. So all I can say is just go see it. Patrick Stewart is fucking amazing in it, too.
Last time we'll see him as X.
Yep. And Wolverine said Hugh Jackman said he won't come back as Wolverine until Wolverine joins the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yep.
Also,
which would be fun.
You remember how I asked before the show what was the last movie you saw Hugh Jackman in?
Yeah.
What's that fucking Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie he's in?
Oh, Real Steel.
Yeah, he's in that. You saw that before and after.
I own that movie through YouTube because
you bought it on YouTube.
So there's this thing like I went through a phase where like you couldn't a long time ago you couldn't rent movies online really. There wasn't like a good platform to rent newer movies.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but it was a decent amount.
It was like 3 years, 2 years.
More than that.
Where do you go now? Amazon?
YouTube.
Well, now I don't rent movies. Now I stream them from really. I mean, what? Anyways, we're getting off topic. But yeah, so I would rent movies off of YouTube for like $2 or $3 that were relatively like ones you would see at the $2 theater, like in that time stage before they get released, and but after they're out of theaters. And Real Steel came out, and I wanted to see it, man. But the only way they were doing it is if you bought it for $15.
Wow.
And I was feeling flush and fly. And I bought that shit.
Fucking stunting.
Dude, and I bought Ender's Game that way, too.
I've never seen that. Is it any good?
They get some of it right.
Yeah, it's, you know what?
I've never read the
honestly,
book either, so.
For what you would have to try to convey in a movie, in a book, like, almost every book ever would need, like, a trilogy to get, like...
Like The Hobbit?
Just, like, where people want it to be, though.
No.
They could fuck a trilogy up.
Yeah, like The Hobbit, which isn't a trilogy.
I know. I'm just saying, a trilogy of movies, if you're going to take a book and turn it into a movie, I think even Ender's Game, which is not a big book, decent book, not great. It's an amazing
book. It's like 400 pages.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I read it, but it's one of my favorites.
Speaker for the Dead is like 800, so I can't
that,
see
that. That book is fucking huge, but that book is good. That's the last one.
No.
Of the trilogy?
Nope, no, the second one.
Xenocide is the third one. You're right.
Yep. Farfield.
Yeah.
Go see Logan. Because the last time...
Don't buy movies on YouTube.
He's also been playing the character for 16 years. He's been playing Logan.
Jesus.
That's longer than any Bond, I think. I could be wrong. Longer than most Bonds. All right, kids.
This is big.
Must this be able big. To sing.
So, Disney has been going through a slew of live-action remakes of their original animated classics.
Which I've enjoyed.
Uh-huh. I'm probably going to see Beauty and the Beast next week.
I will. On Thursday. Just kidding. What day are we going?
I'm not going with you, buddy.
Oh, what?
Oh, you're going to be... Yeah.
I'm
anyway,
gone
so
week.
Aladdin.
So they're casting for Aladdin, and it's going to be directed by Guy Ritchie. But one of the things when they sent out the casting call, they sent out this group of requirements. These characters are Middle Eastern. They should be between 18 and 25. Must be able to sing. Dance experience a plus. And that's actually really encouraging.
Yeah.
They heard loud and clear the threats of whitewashing in other movies.
God.
So let's not do that
and
again.
It's just, yeah, people like are sick Iron of watching Fist. A movie filled, you know, that's like takes place in another country, and it's the story all takes place there, and everybody's white and speaks English. Like, everybody had a problem with the new Assassin's Creed movie, because when it jumped back to Spain, they were speaking Spanish, and, like, people complained about it. And I'm just like, that was awesome, dude! They're all dressed in, like, old-timey Spanish garb. I don't want to fucking hear them speak American.
You know? American.
America. American. I don't want to hear it. I would rather hear you speak English, and I'd rather watch the read the goddamn subtitle. Yeah.
Was it any good?
I told you I use the internets and stuff, but it was good. It was a fun movie, and honestly, it was not nearly as bad
as you expected.
Well, yeah, because everybody bashed it so hard, I was like, this is about to be a bucket of trash. But I still have to watch it because I've played some of the Assassin's Creed games. So
I did too, but I didn't have to watch it.
And I thought they did fun. I thought it was fun. I thought it was good with the Animus. I liked the other characters they had that weren't in the Spain timeline, and then the fighting and action with the characters was really rad. Like, nice. Just from a choreography standpoint, it was
I imagine
dope.
Like, that's probably the best parts.
Like, they're on these like wagons behind these horses being towed really fast, and they go by this rock wall, and the chick jumps in the air and like kicks off the wall and lands like two wagon things back and like takes people out, and it was just super smooth.
So it's like
looking
a wagon train.
Yeah, like it's just like two
a caravan,
but it was
one
just
might say.
It just, you know, stuff like that just seemed really cool, you know? They did a really good job, and I was just like, you know what, man?
Do they do the fall justice, like the leap of faith?
Oh, yeah.
They do it justice? Does he fall into hay?
No, not that much justice,
what
man.
What does he fall into? Or is
water.
That how the movie ends? Oh, okay, it's water.
Yeah.
I'll accept water.
In like a canal. They're like, he did it. A leap of faith. Because he had to do it in the one thing to continue the Animus's telling of the thing, but he freaked out and it disconnected him and it almost paralyzed him. It temporarily paralyzed him because he couldn't, like, stay with it because it was too real.
So let's see what I'm trying to say. The live-action Disney movies they've done so far, do you guys like them?
I've seen Jungle Book.
Yeah.
I don't think of any other ones.
I guess we can't count Snow White and the Huntsman because that's not Disney.
No.
Is that the only one?
Yeah.
Damn it.
So I enjoyed Jungle Book. Yes, I did.
I like Jungle Book too.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I loved Bill Murray as Baloo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Good voice cast.
Yeah, for real. Ben Kingsley as Bagheera was pretty good too. So, Garrett, I know you're a fan of Atlanta.
Yeah.
This girl's name is
Black Domino.
Zizi Beats is her name.
I thought it was Zazi. Z-A-Z-I.
I can't remember. It's in the... Do the alt tab thingy. Oh, it's not in there. Never mind. so the actress who plays Vanessa on Atlanta will be playing Domino in Deadpool 2.
Domino's got some sweet fucking skill sets that I think are going to translate to film well. And the skill
Super
sets
lucky.
Are she isn't really skilled at all. She has a great amount of luck.
Just if in any situation, it'll go her way.
Yeah.
Like, you... did you see Harry Potter 8, or no, 6, where he drinks the where he drinks the potion and everything's just lucky for him?
Yeah.
In the Half-Blood Prince? Remember at the end there?
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
Same thing. Domino's a badass character, too. She actually has a love affair with Logan, but that's on and off. I imagine she'll shoot Wade in the face the first chance she gets.
That would be fun to watch.
Yeah. Or she could be a bad guy. I don't know.
Also, I will just warn y'all, if you haven't noticed yet, if I get a little over-animated, I will cough. And then that will be a thing.
John
so
has pneumonia.
Unfortunately, animated doesn't fall under the I'm going to touch Josh thing, so he can do that all he wants, I guess.
Well,
you
want to
be touched because I haven't been touching you and you feel neglected now. See?
You gave
See?
Me permission
you do
just
like
now.
It.
I heard it.
You fucking like I knew it. So basically, she's just lucky as fuck, which is a cool man. I'd be buying scratchers all the time.
Like, just get addicted to scratchers.
Also can't laugh, no funnies.
Be putting myself in terrible situations just knowing you're gonna get out fine,
dude. Like, anything comes up, you know, like, it's somebody be like, you want to play a game of pool, and I'd be like, yes,
and just
how
slop
about $200 and then just fucking hit break and just watch them all go in the pockets and be like, well, that's how that works.
Well, what if you really suck at it and you're really scared you're gonna lose, so on your first shot the ball skips off the table
and you lose,
hits the dude in the face,
and then he passes out, and then you take his money and you leave, yeah, and you win anyways.
There you go.
As long as he doesn't have a lot of friends, you know, then you're
domino
in trouble.
You're domino.
I guess that doesn't matter either.
She's an assassin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People be like slipping and falling over in bar stools, like not even able to get to you. You just walk out.
She's like a mutant. She is a mutant, too.
Huh.
I wonder what the mutant gene for luck is.
ACCT.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's how she gets account
numbers. That's definitely
what
it is.
It's
that's
pretty. Wow. Ooh, new Jumanji?
Yeah. Jumanji.
You already know that's going to happen.
It's a new Night at the Museum.
They're already doing Jumanji.
Are they?
And The Rock is the guy.
You're shitting me.
Dude,
no,
I'm
not.
I'm
whoa,
so down.
Whoa, whoa.
I love me some Dwayne.
Yeah. Yeah, here, I'll get it. You guys talk about Jurassic World 2.
Jurassic World 2.
Dude, look at that Triceratops.
Triceratops?
Yeah, he looks like an old one.
Have you seen Jurassic World 1? John?
Yes.
Yeah, how was it?
I enjoyed it. What's his name from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Chris Pratt.
I like Chris Pratt in it. The story is a little fucking wonky. This is going to be really hard to talk and read. So, I think the story of Jurassic World is a little crazy with the genetically altered T-Rex. Well, it's not even a T-Rex. It's like
a raptor.
It's a Raptor-X. It's as big as... It's like bigger than a
Raptor
T-Rex.
Raptor-X?
I don't remember what they call it,
yeah,
but it's a raptor bred with a T-Rex.
Oh.
And it also has active camouflage or something.
Yep.
And
what?
All kinds of shit that just doesn't make sense for a dinosaur.
Science.
No, honestly, because it wasn't in the movie very much is why it didn't bother me. Like, if it was in the movie a lot, it would have been a problem for sure. I still thought the movie was fun. I still, like, definitely enjoyed it. But I thought the premise that they came up with was like, come on, guys. Genetically altered, active camouflage.
Come on.
Perfect heat vision. Can hide its heat signature. Like, what the fuck? Dude, you made a stealth dinosaur? Like, what the fuck?
Why do you hate people?
Dude, for real, though. And why would you put it in a cage like, don't worry, it's just cloaked right now. You should be able to see it, but it's invisible.
Somebody just gets
you know,
hurt.
Like, what kind of attraction is that? That doesn't even make sense to make it. You know,
unless
like, you've got, it's a theme park.
That happened in the first Jurassic Park. They tried to bring a goat out to feed the T-Rex, and he was fucking gone.
It was a storm.
Yeah.
You know, if it was nice and sunny, you would have seen the Rex.
It was nice and sunny out. He didn't show up until the storm.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't hungry yet, man.
Oh, my God.
You just eat every time somebody puts food in your face?
Kinda. It happened in the first part. That's all I'm saying.
But he wasn't cloaking, and he couldn't hide his heat signature.
You just couldn't see him.
And he wasn't so smart that he tricked them into opening the door and all kinds of other shit.
Yeah, that was dumb. I like how you're finding holes in this okay movie.
I enjoyed it. I'm just saying the premise of the dinosaur they created in the last one I did not enjoy. So if it's a big part of this one, then I'll be even less inclined because I'd be like, you know, give me some hope. Show me you guys haven't gone full retard.
Feedback
stealth dinosaurs
stealth
don't
dinosaurs
make sense to me
right now.
You know, a raptor crossed with a T-Rex is scary enough because now you've got the smart hunting brain of a raptor inside of a giant killing machine like a T-Rex. That has longer arms now.
Yep. Are you ready for this Jumanji plot summary?
Yes.
In a brand new Jumanji adventure, the tables are turned as four teenagers are sucked into Jumanji's world, pitted against rhinos, black mambas, and an endless variety of jungle traps and puzzles. To survive, they'll play as characters from the game. Meek Spencer becomes a stupid and girl crazy jock, Dwayne Johnson. Football jock Fridge becomes a tiny Einstein, Kevin Hart. It girl Bethany becomes a bookish professor, Jack Black. And an unathletic Martha becomes an Amazonian warrior, Karen Gillan.
Wow, that's...
To beat the game and return to the planet Earth with their lives, they'll have to start seeing things in an entirely different way.
I feel like they're going to slapstick the shit out of that movie.
Yeah, probably.
And I really like the original Jumanji, so now I'm scared.
No, I just really...
There's plenty of slapstick in the
really...
original Jumanji.
There is, but it's Robin Williams.
I know. That's what I was going to say.
It's
I just
not
really
Kevin Hart.
Robin Williams.
Oh, that's racist, bro.
What? I just don't like his sense of humor in movies that much. It's not the racist. Color of his
skin, you know?
I mean, I...
What?
Nothing.
How do you go from there to there? I don't even like his stand-up.
Or...
I don't think Kevin Hart's that funny. He definitely hit it big with people.
I just want to keep saying racist shit when he keeps saying how much he doesn't like things about Kevin Hart.
Right?
But I have to really stop myself.
Why?
Or his black-ass gums.
What?
Well, he hangs out on porches a lot. Yeah.
Like, I just
can you guys
myself.
Keep your racism off of my show,
it's
please?
Not us saying it, dude. It's you. You're the racist.
The chair is getting topply, Josh. I'd be careful.
You're
stabilizing you now.
Us critiquing your racism, does that want you to flash out?
What's next on the news?
This could have been brought up with Logan.
Flip.
Yeah, we saw a video today that Hugh Jackman posted on his Twitter of him doing additional dialogue recording for Logan.
Which is
and
sweet.
It was him running
What's
through
ADR?
The forest. That's additional dialogue recording.
What is it? Like, why do you do it?
Oh, you do it because...
You don't have the dialogue from the
scene.
Because
you're racist? No, you do it... Yeah, you do it because you couldn't get a good recording on set. Normally, it's done during outside scenes. So, like, for example, Logan going through the forest in this spot, they couldn't actually mic him. Because
I wish we could play it. It's only 32 seconds, but Producer Adam says, go for it.
Say anything.
Producer Adam says, go for it.
Will they hear it through the thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They'll probably hear it twice.
Good. I want to hear it too. So good.
It's intense, man.
See, Grunty.
I like Hugh Jackman.
I do too. If the bar ain't bending, you're pretending, right, Jack?
Oh, and the story is that worldwide Logan has grossed $300 million already, and it hasn't even been a full week. It's 109 domestic, so it's
not
less.
Bad.
And the production budget of the movie was $97 million.
Well,
so.
Like 100 in Japan and 100 in Taiwan, South Korea.
What do you?
United Arab Emirates.
Very, very different regions of the world.
I don't know. I'm just ballparking.
Are you sure you're not spitballing?
That spitballing in the ballpark.
Let's go the rest of tonight without speaking in cliches.
Logan did over 300 million globally so far. Skip.
Now we're into TV news.
Yes.
Let's see. This
Charlie
actor,
McDennis.
Yeah, this actor, Glenn Howerton, who plays Dennis on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Hey, they had their finale.
Yeah, the season finale.
How'd it go?
It was good.
Yeah, was it worth it? Like, was this season as good as, like, season...
Two.
Fat Mac season.
Yeah, I think this was a really good season.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I liked Fat Mac.
Yeah.
This one's definitely up there with them, so...
Well, Glenn Howerton has signed on to a show on NBC, and he may not return for season 13. And actually, the show has been put on a creative hiatus.
Really?
There's no, like, they have been renewed for seasons 13 and 14, but there is no clear indication of how soon or how late that will be.
Wow.
The writers have dried up. They're just like, how much more can we do?
It's going to turn into a, like...
There's
sometimes shows should just end
situation.
Gracefully, you know?
No,
yeah, but it's still going strong. Like I said, this is one
that's
of the,
why nobody can
a
figure
great
out
season,
what to write.
So.
They can't outdo themselves. They've written their gold. Now the only silver left.
That only happens when you start going down a decline.
John has not seen it, no.
They haven't even peaked yet, is what you're saying.
They might have peaked.
They're maintaining now. They're plateauing.
God, every one of these stories
peak and
is
maintain.
Reverse.
Every one of them.
Oh, don't stress it.
Reverse stories.
He's in the backwards. He's in the backwards town.
The backwards town. The backwards town. On the backwards man.
We're weird.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
James in the chat says, "Gotta love a Jackman porn soundbite." LOL.
Dude,
And I apologize, James. I've been ignoring the chat because I've been trying to set up some stuff over here. So he said a few other.
That would be a very animalistic, like bang, you know?
it was like his nut.
It's the pneumonia kicking in.
Yeah.
Not allowed to yell.
Right. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia star Glenn Howerton, who just signed on to an NBC pilot with Patton Oswalt, may not return to Always Sunny after tonight's season 12 finale.
Patton Oswalt, I like hearing that.
Howerton said the show will go on an extended hiatus after the finale of season 12, before returning to season 13. Howerton said whether he returns will depend on what makes the most sense for the show and his character, the possibly sociopathic Dennis Reynolds. The option to come back is there, and it's in place. It's just, it's very much a creative decision.
Isn't he, like, a major part of the creative staff?
Yeah.
Or is it just Charlie and Mac?
It was created by Mac and Charlie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's mostly Rob.
Got it.
Yeah, and Rob is Mac.
Mac, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's funny.
Dude.
I like his karate moves.
Just keep everybody safe. I'm going to give you an ocular pat down. All right, you're
Ooh.
Good. Yeah. So this is Tom Hardy, and I've never seen Taboo. John, tell me about Taboo.
Me and Garrett and Vanessa Garrett and Lenny, we have all watched it together.
So Taboo is a story
That's
about...
That's not the question I asked.
It's a story about Tom Hardy.
Thank you.
His dad owned a shipping company.
What period?
Oh, oldie times.
What country?
You know, one across the pond.
Is it London?
Yes.
Okay.
It's England.
Yeah, it's England. So,
okay, we're there.
Has
Do
a lot
I have stages set?
East India no. Trading Company is They're very no, large.
No. Horses.
Okay.
The war with America and England is like just ended.
Okay.
And they're
so
now
it's
like
late
drawing
1700s.
Up treaty lines.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We've dated it now.
Yeah. So essentially, he was a company boy for the East India Company, was sent to Africa. They thought he died. He was
the honorable.
Told to be dead. And apparently he had escaped and was living in Africa, learning crazy stuff, living in Africa, and eventually makes his way back to England and shows up at his father's funeral.
Oh, and then inherits the company?
Yes.
Not the company. No.
Oh.
The Honorable East India Trading Company is like one of his arch enemies.
Is basically God.
Guest 668 says England late 1700s.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the East India Trading Company is basically the counterpart to the throne.
Okay, gotcha. Like, yeah. No, I like the East India Trading Company actually is.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's
first stock ticket ever written was for the East India Trading Company.
I believe that. They had a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. But he's playing like the Americans, the English, like the Royal Crown, mm-hmm. and the East India Trading Company all at the same time.
Nice. Against one another. Like it's
but
really
like flawlessly.
Awesome.
Nice.
Like his plans in this show are so good.
But he's fucking crazy. Like he's loony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's confirmed to come back for season two, and season two is confirmed as well.
He's a very intense actor in the show. It's fun. It's just a really good show.
You'd like him in Peaky Blinders, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike's late, and he missed our sunny news.
Oh. Hey, Mike. Does he know?
I don't think so.
I'll repeat it for you. Hey, Mike, the guy that plays Dennis, Glenn Howerton, has signed on to do a pilot with Patton Oswalt at NBC, and he says he's not sure if he'll come back for season 13 of Always Sunny. And then he also said the show's been put on an extended hiatus while the crew and them decide what to do from here on.
Which is
I'm bummed about that too.
They're gonna shit can it, buddy.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's getting shit canned.
But what that? No, they're renewed to season 14.
That doesn't mean they gotta keep going.
No, because they
Dennis
could just
leaves.
Get paid.
It's gonna
then
wake
DeVito
up with
leaves,
pants around his
and
ankles.
Then what's gonna happen?
With a tow bar around his neck.
DeVito
going
didn't
to
start
town.
With the show. He didn't come in.
He
so
did it, and I doubt he's leaving.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
What else is he?
He's
doing?
Like, this is my health care.
He's actually gonna be in Dumbo.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
I actually love Danny DeVito.
Dumbo. Yeah. Tim Burton's Dumbo?
It'll be for Disney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Nightmare Before Dumbo.
I'll check. I don't want to say that out loud.
But yeah, no, Taboo is an amazing show.
Excited
it's
to
just,
hear that they're
it's
having
a great,
season
like,
two and Tom Hardy's confirmed.
Like suspense, like thriller, psychological thriller, could you
Not
say that?
Not really.
No.
It's more of like a, almost a...
Cerebral drama?
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. That was all I could come up with.
It's pretty brutal at points.
Yeah.
It's a...
Yeah, live-action remake of Disney's Dumbo.
Disney, huh. Wow. They're
Tim Burton.
Yeah, they're getting...
I mean, he's worked for Disney before.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street, or Nightmare on Elm Street. Nightmare Before Christmas is a Disney movie.
Oh wow!
Even though he didn't direct that,
didn't even know. He was just like a
he's a producer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh god, I gotta read this story.
HBO has greenlit a show, a television.
It's a mini series about the presidential election of 2016,
which is gonna be rough.
Yeah. I don't know what that entails. Is it a dramatization? TV project is based on the yet-to-be-released third Game Change novel by Mark Halperlin and John Heilman, co-authors of the book series that influenced HBO's 2012 film Game Change. The producers behind Game Change are on board for the upcoming miniseries. Untitled miniseries will tell the story of the biggest political upset of all time, Donald Trump's dramatic and probable victory over Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election, as described by HBO. Huh. Jay Roach will direct and will serve as executive producer with Tom Hanks and Gary Goodman, who produced HBO's Emmy and Golden Globe winning Game Change, which told the story of the 2008 presidential election.
Huh. It could be good then.
I wonder if Roach will be hacking.
They have a history of doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Russia will be hacking stuff. That's totally going to happen.
In the movie.
The bottom of the story. Saturday Night Live has continuously parodied the 2016 election with Alec Baldwin playing Trump. And as for non-scripted TV programming, much content has covered Trump. Coming up is the new installment of Showtime's The Circus, which is also produced by the same crew. So, yeah.
Looks like Hillary's breaking Trump's back mentally.
I think she's reeling him in.
Yeah.
True. That could be it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, she is. He's yelling about, like, black... Alec Baldwin's yelling about black people and that, and she's just reeling him in. Yeah. Yeah. Did you watch any of this debate coverage?
Yeah, I watched some of it.
Some of it was great. Some of these are actually lines that Trump said, too.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Trumpisms.
Just like, when you don't even need to satirize it, you just need to repeat it, you know, in a satirical environment.
Yeah.
Mike in the chat says, thank you for repeating the Sunny News for him.
Oh, yeah.
He also says, oh, look, John isn't fake being sick. I mean, he's not sick anymore, LOL.
You missed him inhaling his inhaler.
Yeah, I told him that John is sick, and he says that you look like you're going to die and you should go home.
Got him, buddy. We're good.
He's actually just got asthma.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta stop making
like noise.
Yeah. Game of Thrones.
16th.
16.
Sunday, July 16th is the premiere date for Game of Thrones season 7.
God, I can't wait.
I'm so far behind. I haven't watched since the end of season 4.
Hey, just jump in. Jump into last season, at the beginning of last season, and you will not feel that lost.
I think the whole show's good, and it's worth watching, so...
I mean, or you could do that.
Jump in wherever you want.
Waste another 24 hours.
It's not wasting it. What
is 10 times 10? It's only 100 hours.
Yeah. Have you not watched any?
10 times 10. Jesus Christ. Okay, it's only 10 hours.
Watching 10 fucking seasons of it?
My bad. Shut up. I'm smart and everything.
I'm smart.
No, but I personally love the way Game of Thrones has been going. I like...
Yes.
I am 100% okay with the shortened season, like going down to the 7 episodes from the 10. As long as they're delivering what they promised us they were going to deliver.
In the article, which is like, in the article, the only thing we're working out is how many episodes they want to do. Benioff and Weiss will deliver more than 6 episodes... They're still figuring it out.
But less than 10. Yeah.
Right? They're still figuring out because I think they're trying to get a shape of the season. They always do what they think will yield the best version of the show. It's all about how many they're comfortable with, but I'll always take more. So there's still no comment on how much exactly.
Yeah, the goal was 7, so maybe we get 8, maybe we get 6. But I'll be bummed at 6. 6 hours is a little not quite enough. 7 hours, I'm feeling okay, because they said every episode was going to be, like, as jam-packed as, like, Battle of the Bastards. So, you bring me that kind of action, and we'll take your 7 fucking episodes, but you fucking short-sell me.
Yeah. Then you go home with yourself, and you take your money, you go to the bank, and you don't come back, huh?
We're here for the bank's money, we're not here for your money. We're not so different, you and I.
We just want to make some money.
Bank doesn't have any money.
It is Mike.
So we're not so different, you and I.
But no, so that July 16th, that's rad. They finally got us a date at least. That's nice.
You know what I can't wait for?
Oh, no, that's not it. Yes.
Stranger Things, too.
But wait, there's more October. Spartacus.
Oh, God.
No, no. Thor Ragnarok.
Galacticus.
Why did he cut his hair?
Because he gets enslaved.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, is he going to fight in the ring like Planet Hulk?
Yeah.
Does he have
Fuck
a half
yeah.
That's where he meets the Hulk.
Does he have a half cape on?
Oh, in the Planet Hulk, it was that weird guy that looks like a dog.
It was Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but in the comic, it's Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's got but crazy, they can't use him.
It's got like that crazy horse face.
It's a horse. It's not a dog, yeah.
I know.
It's like Beta Ray Bill's the shit. He is so fucking honorable and badass that Odin gave him his own hammer.
Yes.
Called Stormbringer. Anyway, Entertainment Weekly released their first images of Thor Ragnarok. And this one that we're seeing now is Liam Hemsworth.
In a half cape.
In a half cape because he's been enslaved by the Grandmaster and is becoming a gladiator.
Grandmaster Moff Tarkin.
Nope, Grandmaster Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum! Show him the Goldblum. Give him the Goldblum, Josh!
Why is the scroll being such a bitch?
So that is Valkyrie. Is her character, and I can't remember the actress's name.
Isn't... Oh.
The mouse really got stuck there. That
I don't fucking believe
Dude, it did. That was like...
Second.
It just, like, lagged out, like, on the...
I'm just trying to see now. Do it again.
You can't even touch
Why is
the
it so
now?
Laggy on this page?
And then we've got...
a lot of images.
Below that, we've got Tom Hiddleston reprising his role as Loki. Loki's been running Asgard in Odin's absence. Spoilers for Thor 2, sorry.
Is that...
That Ruffalo? Is the director down there at the bottom. Oh, no, wait. That's no. Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. I was about to say, is it Ruffalo?
Yeah.
Is he in it?
Yeah. The Hulk is in the movie.
Oh, is this Planet Hulk?
No, it's Thor Ragnarok.
But it's the same story as Planet Hulk.
It's got some parts in it that are the same.
Yeah. It's pulling elements.
Why don't we just do Planet Hulk?
Because standalone Hulk movies don't do well, and they're probably scared to do another one. So they want to tell Planet Hulk
You know what they're not afraid to do? Another Fantastic Four.
Yeah. This is actually Cate Blanchett as Hela, the ruler of Hell.
That's pretty
sweet. Dude, she's hella cool.
She's hot.
She's hella hot.
She's in her 50s.
She's hella old.
Bring on the Goldblum!
Yeah, Goldblum's there at the bottom. That is Jeff Goldblum as the Grandmaster.
As Padme.
Yeah, pretty much. I love you, Goldblum. I do, man.
There's a lot of makeup going on there. And his hair looks really sweet.
Did you see on Reddit where they turned this picture into one of the Council of Ricks?
Yes. Yes. It was fucking great. Yeah. So he is the Grandmaster. He's just like the Collector from Guardians. He's an elder of the universe.
And collects people to fight?
No, the Grandmaster is more like a... Like he moves pawns around in the universe.
Who is this cat?
That's Taiku Waititi. He's the director.
Oh, okay. Cool. Very sharp looking. I like it.
Yeah, he's...
you know, dressed to impress, bro. It's
New
working.
Zealand. He's from New Zealand.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sheep fucker.
Oh, that's racist.
That one I'm okay with.
Why?
Because it's more socially acceptable.
But all your other racisms, you're not okay with?
That wasn't mine.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, this one was
try
mine.
Try and deny it now.
Yeah.
We've got it on tape.
We know
exactly.
You hate Kevin Hart.
I'm fine with this.
Black.
What?
You're fine with it. See, he just said it. You hate Kevin Hart because you're black.
Go to the tape.
Because he's black.
Because you're black.
Thor.
And this is the cover of Entertainment Weekly.
I'm on the corner.
That's Rupert Grint.
Is adulting in a new TV
series. I still need to watch
series.
That White Snowstorm movie. Oh, Rupert, you're looking rough there, mate.
He started smoking weed.
Now, look at these kids, though.
That's not a kid.
She's hella hot.
She looks so photoshopped right there.
She is.
They all are, man.
I know,
Jesus.
But her in the face especially. Like, it looks like a fake painting.
What's cool is that they're going to at least put her in her traditional costume, like, at one point in the movie.
Which is...
What kind of metal is this?
A huge head, like, Galactus-like headset.
Nice. Is this vibranium? Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Part of a spaceship, and you can still see the panel lines?
Those are your blood grooves, John.
I don't know,
Very
John.
Very fancy.
Mike wants to know who's seeing Kong tomorrow.
No one. We're seeing it on Tuesday.
Tuesday, Mike.
That's what I said. Tuesday. I actually didn't say anything
perfect. I know, you raised your hand, though.
No, I didn't.
Stupid.
You'd have to tune in on YouTube to see that. Happy birthday on Game of Thrones Day, James. Is that all we got?
Yeah, that is all we got. Here's a picture, Garrett. That's Hela.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
So they're going to put her in that.
Would you say it's Hela awesome?
No. Because that would be silly.
Hela cool? So Hela is based on the Norse mythological figure Hel, who rules in Hel.
Mm-hmm.
And in mythology, Hel is Loki's daughter.
I didn't know that.
There's no internet connection. Loki has three
children. Loki has three illegitimate children.
Jaloki?
No, Loki has three illegitimate children. One of them is the Midgard serpent, the one that surrounds the world. The other one is Fenrir.
Make the world turn?
No, he's the one who's going to come back and fight during Ragnarok.
Fenrir is like the wolf.
Fenrir is the wolf who also comes back and fights during the war and kills Odin.
Yeah, don't mess with Fenrir, man.
Yeah, and then Hel is the lord of the underworld.
Who
and
did
my
he
uncle.
Bang?
Giantess. Loki banged a giantess.
I see.
Mike says my like son and I are seeing it tomorrow.
Nice.
Good for you, mate.
Right on.
Giants can change their size.
Oh.
They're magical.
And they have magic.
Yeah, they're magical.
Dirty.
Loki's half giant.
Yeah, half ice giant, right?
Mm-hmm. Frost giant.
Frost giant, yeah.
Did he bang a frost giant?
No.
Or did he like a regular one?
He has three illegitimate... I don't know if it's actually a frost giant or a giant. Good question.
Yeah.
We're unsure on that.
We'll tell you next time now that the internet's banged up.
Yeah, what's going on with this, John?
John's having some struggles.
Yeah, I don't know what...
He should probably reboot his laptop.
Yeah, you're going to have to restart the laptop.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Oh, my God.
At least it'll give us time to hear your manifesto about how you don't like the blacks.
Yeah, I mean, he's writing a swan song right now.
Pretty much, right?
Man, you guys are racies.
Racies.
He's even got names for our people like us, Garrett. Oh, my God.
Okay, it's not playing. It was pretending to play.
You're like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is why you connect the internet directly.
What are you doing? Are you trying to ruin everything?
Yes.
All right.
Well, honesty is the best policy.
We should get out of here before he actually succeeds.
Are we spinning for a genre for next time around?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We should get out of here, though.
John's trying to ruin things.
I'm right, well, don't it. Worry. No one can see what John's doing anyway.
What? John's...
But what they can see now is the wheel. So let's spin
it
real quick.
Spin that wheel.
Oh, wait, they have their own music, right? Or no? Yeah, don't worry
about
it.
Are they getting
it.
Their own music?
Yeah, they hear the ticka, 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 ticka.
Oh, okay.
Cult Classics.
Ooh,
the room!
It's already been picked. Rules are the rules, man.
I recommend Boondock Saints or True Romance.
That's a good one. I'm throwing in Office Space.
That's a good one,
there
too.
There you go. That's an awesome movie, dude.
Because I just want to do nothing. And it was beautiful. I don't know.
True Romance?
It's such a good movie.
It's a really, really good movie.
Yeah. No, True Romance is Quentin Tarantino's first movie.
Is that a cult classic?
Yeah, hell yeah. 1993, Christian Slater.
Okay. I'm doing Waterworld. That's a cult classic,
Brad
right?
Brad Pitt, Patricia Arquette, Dennis Hopper. Brad Pitt plays a stoner who sleeps on the couch.
Mike says Princess Bride.
That's not a cult classic.
Yes, it is.
I say so yes. Huge. That was so huge when it came out.
Shut your roundhouse kick you, bruh.
Is that from the movie?
No, but it's...
I would like to see that.
from sitting down?
That would be impressive.
I would impress myself.
I'd applaud you. I'd also be like on the floor, but...
These are hefty boots.
Just don't kick me too hard.
James
backwards.
Says Full Metal Jacket.
Yep. That's a cult
That's
classic.
That's a great one.
Stanley Kubrick, man. You know they show that to some incoming army recruits?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Only some.
I don't know. Like, probably, it's different forts, you know?
They probably don't show them the part where, like,
no,
Kyle kills himself.
They do.
And they're like, you're going to want to kill yourself, but don't puss out like this maggot.
You know? No, they got the army recruits have those red cards that they can pull on their drill sergeant if they're being too tough.
I thought they got rid of those.
I'm pretty sure they still have them, but I could be wrong.
That's rough. I need quiet time. Sorry.
Walk it off, son.
Well, get back here. While you're over there in quiet time, we're going to PT your fellow squadmates to death. So tonight they throw you a blanket party and beat you to death. So I hope you enjoy your quiet time with your little red card.
You know what movie Seriously, I like not a good idea. A lot that I think they should show to more troops is Jarhead.
Never seen it.
I didn't like that movie that much.
Yeah, because it wasn't a war movie. It was like actually what soldiers are going through. They go and they sit in the desert and fuck off with other soldiers for like X months, and then they start going crazy. It's a good movie. I actually really liked it.
Yeah, you gotta like Jake Gyllenhaal to like that movie.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
You just like Donnie Darko.
No, I actually think he's a really good actor.
Oh, okay. I can't quit you either, Garrett. Uh-huh. He's in Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, I didn't even remember. I was thinking more of like...
I can't quit you.
The Nightcrawler.
That's a creepy movie.
Yeah, he played it really well.
Because you believe that he could be a creep.
It's because of his eyes, dude. He's so expressive with his eyes. In each film, you can see him doing something different, like, differently with his eyes.
Did you see Prince of Persia?
No.
He was the Prince of Persia.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I believe that. Just because you take a terrible role doesn't mean you're a bad actor.
Was it very good?
No.
Did you see it?
No. Yeah, man.
Of course he fucking
saved the time.
It was a half-shitty movie. Of course he watched it.
I played the games.
I played the games, too.
Oh, of course I saw it.
I only played the one on the GameCube.
Are you going to watch the Minecraft movie?
There's going to be one?
No, I don't know.
I was like, probably.
That's the only prerequisite. I have to have played the game. Have you seen Far Cry, the movie?
There is one.
That's kind of an old joke.
I know, yeah. I was here.
Okay.
Far Cry 4 actually just came out.
Far Cry 3 had a digital series that went along with it.
It's got a 9 out of 10 on IMDb.
It's a good game.
Movie.
No, it's a game. I remember calling you out on that.
They made a Far Cry movie? I
think you know what you're talking about, you know? So. Well, that's about that. We're devolving.
So, cult classic? No, we're just going over cult classics.
James wants to know is Brokeback Mountain a cult classic?
No.
Actually, you know.
You know.
It might be.
That's like that a bad movie cult classic. Actually, I've never seen it. Yeah. True.
It might be a good movie. I genuinely just don't know.
I remember
it just
I saw
such a stigma.
It
really does.
I want something more than a few high altitude fucks a year. I've seen that scene on Reddit.
Oh, okay.
What? That's a scene? Yeah.
Yeah, they're like out, like they meet up in the mountains to fuck because they don't want anybody to know that they're gay cowboys, and then he's like, one of them's telling the other one, like,
I can't quit you.
I don't want to just come up here and fuck a couple times a year. Like, I want to be with you. I can't quit you.
See?
I want to, but I can't. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
It's a lie. I think James Gyllenhaal
will allow it.
Yeah. Fuck it, man. If it forces me to watch this movie, you know what? It was probably going to happen at some point.
Some huge cultural importance, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that what cult classic stands for? Like cultural classic?
No.
I didn't think so.
It's a cult following, and because the movie just don't do... I mean...
They don't sell... Like Mallrats is a cult classic.
Half-Baked.
There you go. Yeah.
You know,
Office Space, yeah.
Really, any stoner movie is going to be a cult classic. Because you can't...
Until...
You can't take your bong to the theater, man. And nobody wants to go watch a stoner movie when you can't smoke.
I don't know. I saw Pineapple Express in the theater.
I did, too.
I saw Grandma's Boy in the theater.
I did not.
Dude, Grandma's Boy?
Yeah.
Dude, Grandma's Boy? I was so ready to hate that movie. I was on the hate train hard.
Great.
Yeah.
The commercials, to me, looked so dumb. I was like, this movie's going to be retarded. I was like, I don't want to watch it.
We've died.
I didn't watch it for the longest time.
That movie is fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, I didn't see it in theaters. And then I saw it, and I was just like, this movie is fucking... awesome.
Funny and
I was
shit.
Like, man, the commercials, they put those commercials together in a really bad way.
I saw that with Peter, Ed, Vanessa, and Christian.
Mm.
Remember Christian?
Yeah. Shields.
Yeah.
Guest 668 says Lebowski.
That's a
good
one.
Yeah,
dude. I like that. Most Coen Brothers films are...
We can start throwing these in now.
Most Coen Brothers films are cult classics.
Yeah.
Adam's making a list over there. We're good.
No, I'm good. I thought you had that in your head.
Yeah. John's got a steel trap up here.
Mike says Shawshank Redemption did very poorly in the theaters, but is now a cult classic.
Yeah, that's true.
Amazing movie. Green Mile.
Fuck off, bro.
Do you have a pen?
No.
What?
Anyway,
call yourself a reporter?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
I call myself Inventory and Josh.
Josh is Inventory.
There's a lot.
Inventoried.
Inventory. Yeah, Josh right in is. Here.
A lot of inventory.
I got a lot of inventory.
Can we go?
Yeah, let's get out of here, guys.
All right, we love you.
It's been real. Bye.
Be safe.
Follow us on Twitter at @bad_flicks. Find us on Facebook at badflicks616. You can email the show at contact@badflicks.net with your opinions and comments. Support us on Patreon and through our Amazon banner. Find us on Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, and also on iTunes, where you can rate and review us. And you can find everything we produce and chat with us live at badflicks.net. This has been a Lazy Nights production.